good morning. I like the Sherry part. So does anybody else besides anybody on Tuesday know Michael Tesoro? Okay, right. So when he gets on the pod, here's what he says. He says in that really deep southern drawl voice, good morning, Sherry. And I'm like, oh my, it was awesome. So let's try good morning one more time. Good morning. Thank you for adding my name. I hate it. Let's do it again. I'm just kidding. All right. So, hey, this morning, I want to start off with a reminder. Do you remember how we started yesterday? We did with ROV. So your rate of vibration today is really important. But we also said that before we leave here today, we want to walk away with what? Our four top projects, right? So I don't know if you've had any time to do a little bit of work, but double checking and looking at each of those five areas of your business and trying to figure out, hey, where do I need to work? So Bella and I was kind of interesting. How many of you do the assessment with your team? Raise your hand. Yeah. You ever have that kind of scenario where somebody says, oh my gosh, marking is awesome. It's like a 9. And then somebody else on the team goes, what marketing are you looking at? And it's something totally different. So I just wanted to tell you how our team does it. So our team, every single person does the assessment by themselves. And then in our next EOS leadership meeting, we defend our highs and our lows. So if somebody says that there's a massive high score in one area, on a particular line, and somebody else disagrees, it's no problem. We just want to know, what do they know that I don't know? Because their vision is different. So I would just encourage you to have each of your leaders fill out that assessment and then go to work together hammering it out. So I found out a couple things in the sales department that I did not know yesterday. Like only two things, right? She's like, it was longer than two. And so I thought that would serve you. So please don't let the excitement and the friendship and all the really cool things that we're doing stop you from doing the big task, which is leaving here knowing what you're going to work on. Does that make sense? So top four. All right, so we want some takeaways. Bella's got this side of the room. I've got this side of the room. And what we want to know is a big takeaway from yesterday. So Bella, why don't you start, pick a table and go ahead. Yeah, sounds good. And we're doing company owners, by the way. So one share.
Okay, so we spent all day yesterday figuring out we need to first start with job descriptions, figure out what jobs we have and what their roles are. Although we understand that some people are doing multiple jobs, we need to know what every job is on one hand. And then on the other hand, got to work with the sales team on more, emphasize referral marketing a lot more, because I do have a sales director who's really good at it, but we need to get the whole team involved in that. So we're in the catering business, and then on the third end, we need to work on better systems in the kitchen itself, so there's more consistency in production.
That's awesome. What's your first name?
Reuben.
Hey, let's hear it for Reuben. I mean, Reuben is the guy who just spoke. Let's give him a big ROV. Come on, for Reuben. All right, Daniel, let's keep our shares down to just a few seconds. So here you go, Daniel, you're up. Everybody, Daniel! Okay, so let's only do this once from now on. So it's either before or after. Bella will decide and I'll decide. So I'm before right now. So everybody, Daniel!
One of the ones that I was really looking at mostly was the five strategies for stronger relationships. So that was one of the one big takeaways that I needed, because I'm not the best at the follow-up in maintaining those. So is that better? Sorry. That's one area I feel like we need to improve on, especially bringing on new employees. And, you know, these new employees are new to the industry. We own an insurance brokerage. And that's something where they get to start out and build their own book. So I feel like that's something that we really need to tackle, because that's going to help them long term and then help them cultivate those.
Excellent. Good job. All right. that, you're sharing your biggest takeaway, or maybe something like Daniel just shared what you're working on. Go ahead, Bella.
All right, I wrote down, who in my life can I console, compliment, or congratulate?
Everybody, let's hear it up for Brant. Good job, Brant.
Brant, this is your conscience speaking. $24.95 check. Okay, it's inside. No worries. Here we go.
Morning, everybody. So one thing I wrote down here in marketing was to educate our audience in marketing, and the statement was made that that will make you rich, and we need to get our audience, our clients, give them that information, educate them on what we do and what it's all about. That's one thing we're going to work on.
All right. Woo! Let's hear it for Edwin. Louder. All right, Bella, you're up.
Okay, who's going up? Don't be shy. All right, let's hear it up for Eric.
Thank you. So there's so much that we've learned over the last couple of days, but yesterday and just thinking about the three P's that keep popping up when Howard's talking about people, processes, and profit. So from a people standpoint, for sure, Dr. Rome yesterday talking about the DISC profiles, really myself, my operations manager, and my partner over here, Joseph, trying to figure out how do we best play to each other's strengths and then get along, not just get along for getting along's purposes, but to really be successful together. That's really key for us to succeed, especially in the short term. People side, so from a process standpoint, we definitely want to spend more time in the marketing and sales piece, and there was so much that we learned yesterday in terms of connecting from a referral partnership standpoint. That's something that we don't do very well. Also, connecting through educating, that's something that we don't do at all. So definitely we have a lot to improve on there. So those are two key takeaways.
Thank you.
Good morning, buenos dias. So my biggest takeaway, you know, as business owners, when we go to networking events like at the chambers or whatnot, we're always asked to remember something about that individual, like Larry and the pineapple. So for me, the biggest takeaway was the fact that we need to really surveil or really understand our clients and go beyond the anniversaries, birthdays, to send them, you know, a congratulatory or a we're thinking about you note and do it handwritten. And so to me, that was very impactful because I have friends in business that send me notes randomly in the mail, and I'm like, they remember that. And so how much more impactful would that be for a client to receive something like that outside of a holiday or anniversary? So that was my biggest takeaway.
Thank you for Melissa. Let's hear it. Hey, guys, let's really seriously ramp up the energy in the room. So this just gives us a chance to get warmed up for our speakers today. So keep the shares kind of short. But when I say, hey, let's hear it for whoever, let's go crazy. So let's hear it for Melissa. Man, that's good. Okay.
Good morning. I'm Chris, and I'm going to get this ramped up because I'm a high I. What I took out of yesterday was half of my team, we had six people, were here. And the other half were there. And I realized that's probably why we kind of bicker and argue a lot of times and butt heads. And so the booklet that Dr. Rohn had yesterday, I wanted to have that in my office. So when they walk into my thing, I'm going to look at, I talk to a C, right? Like, I need to make sure that I'm doing that, so we are communicating a lot better. That's what I took away from the most yesterday.
Good. Very good. Nice, Chris. Good job. Thank you. Let's hear it for Chris.
All right. My name is Sarah. Mine was pretty much the same. I just really appreciated, we kind of have done the DISC and know the different profiles, but I really appreciated, like, the tangible, like, booklet of here is the D talking to this person, here is the I talking to this person, and just having that like tangible thing and really learning about each one and how that specific person talks to another one, because we've done a lot of like, this is about the I's, this is about the D's, whatever, but getting that, like, this is how this kind of person talks to this kind of person was just really, really helpful and great.
All right, let's hear it for Sarah. Woo!
Whoa, okay. So I'm a high C, so standing up takes a lot, right? Which is one of my biggest takeaways was be the lone ranger. Don't talk too much. Get to the point and then let them long to talk more to you. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, my biggest takeaway is something I already knew, but it got reaffirmed yesterday. I have a person who's coming to work with me. I've known her for a long time. She's changing careers. I said, come on, you got to come with me to the inner circle. Last night she said, Andy, these people all day just welcomed me and encouraged me and were so positive. They're all that way. I just don't understand. I said, no, now you do understand.
It's community. Woo! Thank you, Andy. Very cool. Okay, Bella, you're up.
Good morning. Bon dia. All right. The biggest takeaway for me, I was just looking at my notes in here, but I think it's will be the implement the system and procedure that I do have it in my books, but I am not implementing them. So I got a big thing going back home. It's take out the books and start putting into practice. No more FTI. No more FTI. It's gonna be done.
Woo!
All right.
Thank you, Samuel. Very cool. You ready? All right.
Hi, good morning. When Jim was talking about as a high I and doing his relationship marketing, referral marketing, he was talking about a system, that you have a system and anybody can do it, no matter their profile. So your S's can do it, your C's can do it, your D's can do it. They just have to follow the system.
Yes. Thank you, Heather. Let's hear it for Heather.
My takeaway was, I see in our business, because we promote gift markets, that we don't necessarily have clients, but we have customers that come through the door. Our clients would be our vendors. But I was able to put the big picture together between marketing, the relationship that was talked about, and our customers. And I think we took it for granted just because we have customers come through the door once or twice a year for a gift market, that they're not clients. But I was able to put that big picture together and realize we have to put something in their hands every time they come that creates a relationship and keeps us in their mind all year. So for me, it was just bringing all that together.
Thank you, Stacy.
Hi, I'm Bobby with Majestic Creations. We imprint so you impress. We do custom embroidery, screen print, and laser engraving. So I got a lot out of the giftology idea. We need to do a lot more. We have no excuse not doing that for our clients. And I think that would be great for us, for our clients, to incorporate that idea and encourage them to do that for their clients. So I thought that would be a really good idea for us.
All right, let's hear it for Bobby. Let's hear it for Bobby.
Eric. Jim was somebody that really stuck out to me, and we talked a little bit this morning also about what his presentation was yesterday, and he was talking about, if I can talk about the birthday gift, that everybody's got something. Obviously, I've got some hype. He was talking about, you know, he grew up around Elvis and stuff. And so what I took away from especially what he was talking about was just we all have our unique gifts, and a lot of times we don't use them and enhance them to set ourselves apart. And that's the biggest thing, is giving that opportunity to stick out. So that was what I took away. Thank you, sir.
Okay, let's hear it for Eric, even though it's Eric with a C. That's the inside joke. Well, now this table is full of people that never want to talk. I wonder who should do it. Who would like to talk? Mr. Boss.
Good morning, in any language, because we are all human, and we are all here growing together. What's the problem? Why do people call you? They're having a pressure point, something in their mind. But Jim talks about listen deep, personalized communication, build and maintain that trust, create community, and be human. They're calling for a reason. We're here to help them get that peace of mind, so they can go on with their life and have a solution to the little problem they have. So, but the other big takeaway is outside of this room. When you sit down and talk to somebody at the restaurant or in the lobby, that time together, the exchange that you can have, that is like, I never thought about it that way. I never knew you could do that. And to expand your mind. The energy gets here, the seeds get planted here. A lot of growth happens outside those doors. So be on your pods and ready, set, grow.
Let's hear it for Greg. Okay. Did we get every table? Did every table get to go? I know you didn't go. You sure you don't want to go? Okay. Okay. So just a quick reminder, what does the R stand for? And the O? And the V, rate of vibration. So let's stand up. Santi, can you give us a little walking and talking music for Mr. Partridge? Guys, listen, this day's going to be over before you know it. So make sure to bring your greatest amount of energy. Keep the energy high and up. And I know I might be a little irritating having you stand up every 5 seconds, but it keeps the blood flowing. So let's hear it for Mr. Howard Partridge.
This one says pastor on it. After last night, am I a pastor now? Okay, Santi. Start that music again. Let's do this again. Y'all ready? Okay, come on. Start it again. Stand up. Let's go. Here I come. Woo! All right, all right, all right. Okay. I have a question for you. We're videotaping right now because we want to invite people to come to future conferences. What do you think? Should they come? Huh? Yeah? I mean, listen, for some of y'all, we're only one day in. For some of you, we're only 2 days in. And some of you have been here since Monday. And some of y'all are going to be here tomorrow. Like, I love you, you love me. I mean, how cool is that, right? Did they move your table, or did y'all move? Or did somebody steal your table? Huh? Oh, you like to mix it up. Okay. So, I'm talking to these people, and I'm talking to you. Our next event is, we're calling the Leadership and Family Retreat in Clearwater Beach, Florida. July 23rd for Boot Camp and Leadership, July 24th and 25th for Inner Circle. And what we know, you're here because you want to have a phenomenally successful business. And you want to have freedom in your life, right? So we help you stop being a slave to your business, transform it into a predictable, profitable turnkey operation so that what? You can have freedom in your life. The challenge is it takes a lot to build a phenomenally successful business, doesn't it? A lot of time and energy and sacrifice. But I believe, and I believe that I've proven, that you can have a phenomenally successful businesses and still maintain balance at home. So what this retreat is about, we want you to bring your family, bring your kids, bring your teenagers, bring your team, and all of us together are going to learn how to have balance in our lives while we get work done, okay? Someone once said that there's no amount of business success that can compensate for failure at home. Now, you can sit at home and not go to work. Doesn't mean that your family life is just going to all of a sudden get better. The fact is that there's relationship problems in the world, right? And you can't change other people. But also know this, that when we retreat to sunny Clearwater, Florida, and get down there on that beach with our team and with our family, we have a better chance, don't we? We have a better chance of building a stronger business together. We have a better chance of building a stronger team together. Yes or yes? Okay. All right. So, should these people come to one of our events? All right. Be there. Okay. Oh, look at this. Light bulb moments. Okay, where am I? Here we go. There it is. Thank you, Lauren. What a phenomenal team member, huh? I mean, multi-talented. Huh? A what? She's a pilot. Oh, I thought you meant she was flying through the parking lot in her car. Like, she's flying. Give it up for Mr. Santiago Arango, man. Talk about multi-talented. Wow. Has this event been comfortable? Has it been nice? It's been nice, right? Beautiful facility. Yep. Everything smooth. Yep. So Joseph Rodriguez with Cutco, He goes to events all the time. Every week he's at a different event. And he told me yesterday, he said, man, this is one of the smoothest events I've ever seen. Part of that is because we have a lot of what we need right here in this room with the AV and the seating and the thanks to my church here. I know you had to travel a little bit to get here, but this is why I gave you gifts, so to make up for that. But it's worth it, right? And we got the coffee out there. We don't have to eat hotel food. We had Gringos. We're going to have barbecue today. Texas barbecue. What happened? What happened?
He goes, that's why I didn't wear a white shirt.
She's like, take that jacket off. That's all right. That's all right. So give it up for Michelle for running a phenomenal event. She's never in the room when I do that because she's out there working somewhere. She's making it happen behind the scenes. So here's what y'all do. On the next break, when y'all go out there, somebody just start, okay? And just somebody just go, Michelle, and just start clapping. And then the whole lobby starts clapping. You'll totally embarrass her. She's an SC, so do it. Make her feel so embarrassed, but so great. Oh, man. Yeah. So here's the other thing. So I don't have just a marketing manager anymore. I've got marketing manager. I've got a strategic relationship director. And Victoria is a master when it comes to this stuff right here. So give Victoria a big hand clap. I mean, they're doing stuff that I don't even know they're doing. I was like, oh, this is good. Where'd this come from? Oh, Victoria did that. Oh, well, that's nice. I posted yesterday, and my marketing team is going like, what are you doing? So what do you mean? I just posted like 1 minute ago. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't see it. So they're doing it. How many of you know you have a dream, but no team? You got to give up the dream or build up the team. I'm happy that I built up a phenomenal dream team. And what about that boy, Christian Partridge, who is no longer a boy, but a man today? Phenomenal coach. Speaking of coach, I'm sorry y'all missed Mr. Rick Jones. He's still under the weather. He's at the hotel. He called me this morning and, morning, Bubba. I heard you did a phenomenal job this morning, and so proud of you. And I'm just stuck in this hotel room, and so, but I'm going to Florida to see him for his birthday in a couple of weeks. He'll be 84. See, one of the things I believe in fact, the greatest life lesson that I've ever learned, get around people who have already been where you want to be. They've already done what you want to do. They've already traveled the path, and that they have a plan for you to follow. Rick Jones is one of those people for me. He's a phenomenal leadership coach. And then, of course, the boys are down in Florida getting ready for our next event. And so now we've got like, you know, we got like this, I don't know. I started to say East Coast, West Coast thing going, but it's kind of like a gang. We're not like in a gang, but but you know, we can be in a few places at one time. And so Austin and Josiah are in Florida working, making it happen, so give them a big hand clap. Let me ask you a question. How many of you in this room, by a show of hands, have met somebody in the inner circle, another member, that's really been helpful to you? Look around. Look around. Look around. Double hands. Some folks are such good friends in here that they've combined their names to become one. Like, they're twinsies down here. So this is not Liz and Mindy. This is Ms. They operate as one. The two operate as one. That's what I call community. I know it's crazy, isn't it? Just silly. Silly. Silly Billy. She's your eye and your her. I see. Inner circle. You see what we just did there? Oh. Mind blown! The reason that I ask you that question is because I'm putting some money and energy and time on the line. There's a young man in this room that's going to help me scale this thing up even bigger. Not bigger just to be bigger, but bigger to help more people. By the way, Jeff Duden, who was featured on Undercover Boss, has built hundreds of millions of dollars in businesses, is going to be with us in Clearwater Beach at the leadership team and family retreat. And he's the perfect person because, first of all, he's an athlete. He wrote a book on becoming a business athlete, applying the same principles of a business of being an athlete to a business, right? And he scaled up his first franchise to 240 locations. 240 locations. And when he got to that point, he realized he was in restoration, and Katrina hit. Everybody in the country went to New Orleans in the restoration business. And the reason he exited, instead of piling on more millions of dollars in his bank account, was because he wasn't going to be able to see his boys. He sold that business so that he could spend more time coaching his boys in their sports. We're also going to have Patrick Bolton, who is a hiring expert, so that you can make better hires. How many of you are going to make a hire this year? The next 12 months. Okay, look around. All right. This guy's a master at that. And so those of you that are in leadership, you're going to have both Jeff and Patrick. Those of you that are in leadership or dream team, you're going to have both Jeff and Patrick on the first day, and then they're both going to do a presentation on the next day. And then we're going to work on goals. We're going to work on family stuff. We're going to have some phenomenal fun in the sun on the beach, okay? How's that sound, by the way? Awesome. Woo! Okay. Now we're going to move from what we did yesterday. Yesterday we did, let me do this first. Let's see. Did y'all notice that I got my voice back right before I did my testimony last night? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yesterday, we talked about a lot of offline stuff, right? Building relationships. Today, we're going to move to the online world, and we're going to get in the digital marketing space today because it's important. You need to know it. You need to understand it. How much of it you use is really going to depend on your business, where you're going, and that sort of thing. The problem with digital marketing is many people feel like this when I say digital marketing. Y'all know what this is? Heaven, you like fog? Oh, lake, shore. No, what is this? Huh? What is it? It's fog. What is it? Chilling. No. This is a lost goose in a fog. You can't see the goose. That's the point. So you feel like sometimes when it comes to digital marketing, I don't know about you, but sometimes you feel like a lost goose in the fog, right? You don't know which way to go. You don't know where you are, what's working, what's not working. It's a problem. Or maybe you see it like this. That's better, right? Like, what do I do? What do I do? Where do I start? A guy by the name of Guy Kawasaki was a real pioneer in the online world, especially in social media. And he wrote this book called The Art of Social Media. And in this book, he said that there is no such thing as a digital marketing expert. There's no such thing as a digital marketing expert. Why? Because the game changes all the time. Now, yesterday we talked some about the fact that Google, Facebook, the big boys, they set the rules, and, you know, you're kind of like a puppet on a string. However, the good news is that there are people, experts normally don't call themselves experts, but there are people who are phenomenal practitioners who know the game. They're up on the changes of the game. So the challenge for us today is to see where we fit in all of this. And it still comes back down to relationships. Mari Smith, who is huge on Facebook, wrote this book called The New Relationship Marketing. I love the subtitle, How to Build a Large, Loyal, Profitable Network Using the Social Web. Even when you're using digital marketing, anything that we talk about today, never ever lose sight of what we shared, what you learned yesterday, that you're just using these tools to build relationships. Because all of business and all of life is about relationships, isn't it? Okay? So we're going to focus on a couple of different areas today. Also, keep in mind, as you are building these relationships, the most valuable currency in the world is trust. The most valuable currency in the world is trust. And the way that you generate trust, the way you create trust with your community, with your prospects, with your customers, with your clients, is by continually engaging them in meaningful ways, educating them. Edwin mentioned this earlier. See, when you're in the education business, that sets you apart. It sets you apart from everybody else. It sets you up to be the go-to person. And then entertainment. How do you continually serve people in a meaningful way? Gifts, for example, those aren't transactions. Those are experiences. You're serving people to create experiences. And also, let me add this, that every step of the way, even when you use one of these strategies that we talk about, it always has to be authentic. So yesterday, as Sarah was leaving, she started talking about, she said that she likes coffee. And I said, huh. So what kind of coffee do you like? She starts telling me about this Cuban coffee, la, la, la. And I keep asking questions about it. She looks at me and she says, are you surveilling me? I said, isn't that what you just told me to do? Now, the problem is I can't write it down right now, but I got AI in my pocket, and it's recording everything, so I got you. I don't, but anyway, probably should. I also want to tell you that I don't agree with everything that's in this book. 95% I believe in, could have written in different words. But you don't want just their book, you don't want just my book, you don't want just my stuff, and you don't want just their stuff. Because Mr. Ziegler said that the more that you know about any subject, the more creative you can become in that subject. Why is it important to be creative? Because you want to do something different. You want to be somebody different. You want to position yourself differently. You want to wow people. Like, do things that they had never thought about. Surprises. So I'll tell you what the two things are. Number one, John Ruland did not believe in a referral reward or fee. And the reason for that is that I only knew him a week or so before he passed away. And had I known him longer than that, I would have convinced him otherwise. Okay? Because, and so I vet our speakers. I don't vet people like Dr. Robert Wrong. But after some of the things that he said yesterday, I probably should. I should probably remind him, hey, Chief, we're K-rated. By the way, we're K-rated, which means don't say anything in this room that wouldn't be appropriate for a kindergarten homeschooler, okay? Why is that? Well, because there might be one in the room, and they're definitely going to be watching some of these videos, right? So keep it clean. So I have a meeting with our speakers, if I don't know them, especially if it's the first time, and I have to talk with them. Like, these are the things that we don't say. These are the things that that we don't talk about. I ask them, are there any names that you're going to use in your presentation? That kind of surprises them, because there are people that are mentioned in this book that I don't think should be in this book. I'm not going to tell you who they are. Just they make a lot of money, but I don't think they're genuine. But that's okay. Everybody has a gift. And I'm not going to tell you, so don't ask me. But just take this. And the other thing that John didn't really believe in that much is because he was all about gifts. And by the way, he sold more Cutco than anybody in history. I don't know if you caught that yesterday. I mean, think about that. Cutco is like worldwide. I mean, this guy sold a lot of knives. But he didn't believe in the food strategy. So here I'm over here going, we bring donuts and then we give a referral reward. I'm like, But there is so, so much good in this book and in their course and in their philosophy. I love this. When someone like Sarah goes, you know, I go speak at a lot of places, and I'm leaving this event feeling fulfilled. A lot of places I go, I don't feel fulfilled. I feel empty. A lot of places I go to speak are not K-rated by any stretch of the imagination, if you know what I mean. I still go because I want to bring some light there. I'm probably not going to do a close partnership with them and align with them, you know. So I only align with people that I believe in. And we don't agree on everything. Ellen Rohr and I are so far apart spiritually, it's not even funny, okay? So, but she helped me go from in debt to completely out of debt, from unprofitable to super profitable, and she is not ugly or nasty or anything like that. She's got solid business principles. We just don't believe the same thing spiritually. It's okay. I love her. She loves me, you know. And so, anyway, by the way, I have about 100 of these books, I'm just guessing, still left. These are seeds. These are seeds. Even if they never, ever read it, but they open it up and they go, huh, wow, so-and-so gave me this book, Beyond Giftology, to me from whoever this person is. You see, experiences are the most valuable currencies. Okay, online, here's the path. First of all, you got to get them to your site. I don't do a lot of, you know, ads and lead generation that way. That's why we have Katie Harris in the house. But I do a lot of public speaking. I do a lot of networking. I get in front of a lot of groups, and I always have an opt-in. We're going to talk about that. How are you going to educate people if you don't have their information, right? And so you trade something free for their name and email. It's called an opt-in. You can learn so much about people, and you got to be strategic about your opt-in, how much information you ask for, how much you don't. I was coaching someone recently. We did his site, and it's real nice. I didn't know that we did his site, and I said, man, this is nice. Who'd you get to do your site? And he said, y'all did. I was like, really? Because he said, I'm going to message Josiah. I said, what? Josiah, like, my Josiah. We're not in the website building business. That's really what Katie does. But if you need something basic, you need a landing page, whatever. And he did a real nice job. So I went through his opt-in, his funnel, and helped him improve that so that he can get better results. So then you're going to serve them. You're going to add value to them. And there's so many different ways that you can add value to them through education. And then you're going to move them through the funnel. And you got to first move them from suspect to prospect. So somebody tell me, what's the difference between a suspect and a prospect? Good. You don't know that. Awesome. Okay, good. This is not the first time I've taught this, but there's probably 2.5 people in here that have heard this before, okay? And the ones that did hear it didn't remember it, so that's good. A suspect is someone who fits your demographic. In other words, that's a person who fits the profile of your perfect target market, okay? But they're not a prospect until they raise their hand. Does that make sense? In fact, if you don't have an opt-in, you don't ever even know that they were on your site. So they're out there looking, but you didn't catch them. Let me give you a trade show secret. If you ever have a trade show booth, don't let anybody pass your booth without capturing them. Remember what Jim said yesterday? You got to have some way to get them to stop and come into your booth. By the way, I don't know if y'all can see this or not, but Daniel, do me a favor. Come up here for me for a second. Okay, can you pull my collar down so they can see that patch back there? Can y'all see that patch? Can you see that patch? Okay. All right. Who's about to get ejected? Oh, okay. Yeah. I believe that, Eric. I believe that, Eric. Okay. Okay. Eric with a C. Yeah, we have a lot in common. I've been kicked out of a few places. There's a little table out there and a banner called Life Wave. Life Wave. And they produce these little patches. These patches, I don't know anything about the scientific part, guys. I don't have a clue except this. These patches are all natural, and what they do is they naturally activate your stem cells so that you can heal faster, feel better, have more energy. And before I started taking these patches 2 years ago, I had knee surgery, and when he went in there and fixed my knee, he told me that my knee was full of arthritis and that I was going to have pain for the rest of my life outside of cortisone shots, painkillers or whatever. And I found these patches. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't walk up my stairs without groaning. That's how bad my knee hurt. And I'm like, I got to live with this for the rest of my life. Since I've been wearing that patch, my knee never hurts. I've heard so many different stories about these patches, and they're true. They're people that I know. So if you have any interest at all of seeing what these patches will do for you, go see Christian. Or if Susie's here, if she's sitting at the table again, she might not today because she was sitting there yesterday, bless her little heart. I mean, huh? Freezing? Okay, she's sitting out there freezing and eating her lunch, and I thought, oh, man, poor thing, you know. And I'm thinking, well, she's so beautiful, I would have stopped and talked to her, you know, like, who's this cute girl? Maybe she wants to come to work for me. Oh, she's my daughter-in-law. She already worked for me. Okay. Anyway, yeah, that's what I would have done if I were you. And so I said, Susie, you got to get up and get out there and talk to some people. Engage them. She's sitting there. She's an SC. A CS, sorry. Can't do that. So that's what it's like when people come to your website, and your website's like, You don't have a way to say, hey, welcome. So then they become a prospect. They get your download. They get your free trial offer. They get your consultation. They get your free class. They get your whatever it might be. And then your job is to move them into being a customer. So who wants a lot of customers? I don't. I want a lot of customers for a little while, but then I want to move them from customer to client. What's the difference between a customer and a client? Loyalty, frequency, yeah. So a client supports you. A client, you know, a customer just buys something based on the price today, the value today. Oh, that sounds good. I'm excited. Great. But there's no real loyalty there, right? If they see another ad or another brand or whatever, it's like airlines. I used to be really loyal to Continental Airlines before they were bought by United, and then I went to Southwest. I didn't even think well of Southwest before that happened. Now I like Southwest, and like I prefer Southwest. I know some of y'all don't get that, and the reason is you don't know how to play the game, okay? You don't know how to play the game over there. But if you talk to me, I'll tell you how to play the game and how I have a great experience on Southwest most of the time. What's that? You almost made me choke on my tea. I don't care about free check bags. I want somebody to be nice to me. Welcome to United, the friendly skies. Really? Sky might be friendly, but there ain't nobody on this plane that's friendly. Am I telling the truth? Am I preaching in the house? Come on now. All right, then. So you want clients because a client is someone who relies on you for not just the transaction, not just the service, but they rely on you to take care of a certain part of their life or a business. You don't jump from accountant to accountant, right, Michelle? Where's Michelle? Right? They shouldn't do that, right? Why? Because, you know, you've got their information, you advise them on what to do and that sort of thing. You don't jump from doctor to doctor. So what you have to do in order to develop clients is you have to become a specialist. You do that through educating them. You do that by building relationships with them, okay? So getting people to opt in online is just taking them from suspect to prospect. Then you've got a online, offline, shoreline, sideline, whatever. You got to then move them up the chain. It's called the client ascension model. And then you want them to become, as Ken Blanchard calls it, a raving fan. A lifetime client. I prefer to call you a community member. Can you do that in your business? Sure. People feel like they belong to our brand at our service company. People feel like they belong to that Starbucks or Southwest Airlines or whatever your favorite brand is, you feel like you belong to that brand. And in most cases, it's just a feeling, and, you know, like you're not just a feeling. But here it's real. Very few people understand how to build community like this group does. were somewhere the other day, and Liz told me something like, what'd you say? That? Oh, now we got to fight. Listen, you know you got community. Okay. And listen, it is genuine, but it's also difficult because you got 100 and something people in a room, and what's that? I know most of you, okay, but I'm getting there, okay? And I was thinking about this the other day when I do a boot camp. I try to connect with every single person in that room. So there's 30 people in the room. I want to know them. I want to know their story. We get in a bigger room like this, you know, and then when we 10X it in a year, Zach, you know, we're going to have a system. We have a system. It's called pods. So today I'll meet with these pots, and tomorrow I'll meet with those pots, and then I'll meet with those pots. There's a system. There's a program. Joseph Michelli, who wrote the Starbucks Experience, he's an international branding expert, been a friend of mine for many years. He interviewed me on his podcast one time. He said, I want to go ahead and warn you. He said, I'm going to ask you a curveball question at the end that you won't know. It'll be a surprise. I'm like, okay. And so at the end of it, he said, what keeps you up at night? What keeps you up at night? And I said to him, when I feel like I've offended someone, I wasn't, didn't have the time to connect with them, to listen to them or whatever, because you are special. You are, what else did you say? You are unique. This is what we teach. Every single human being on the face of the earth is unique and special. So I felt bad yesterday because Esther May, he probably didn't even think about it, but she was letting me know there was something that they could do for me if I wanted them to do it, like, when we're on a pod and I say something about a book, Esther May disappears and she comes back with a book. I'm like, how does she do that 47 times in a row without fail? Dewey Decimal System. Yeah. So I was like, wow, that'd be a great idea. And so we talked about them coming and doing that for me. So yesterday I was busy. I had to go do something. She's trying to talk to me about it. And I hope I didn't make you feel like I wasn't paying attention to you or that I wasn't interested. Good. Thank you. Okay. The reason I'm hesitating on that is because I know it'll take me 3 days to decide where all these books going to go. And then I don't have the setup. And am I going to have to buy a bookcase? I got a lot of questions, Esther May. But I'm telling you what. She was asking the questions. She was about to close the sale. I said, oh, I got stuff to do, you know. Anyway, thank you for that. Thank you for taking interest. Okay, next thing you need is a good landing page or a home page. If you'll notice right here, this is our service company. And our target market is very high-end, okay? And therefore, our mission, the most outstanding service experience ever. Does it say anything about cleaning on there other than on our truck? Other than our name? No. Because it's not about that. There's plenty of people who can do cleaning. Plenty of people who can clean rugs, clean floors, clean carpet, whatever. But there are very few people who are up to delivering the most outstanding service experience ever. So what image is on there? The image is what they want their home to look like. And then there's a very important thing there, the opt-in. Let me ask you guys a question. How many of y'all own a home? Let me see your hand. You ever had a nightmare-looking Bubba show up at your home? How many of you have experienced that? Let me see. Somebody that showed up to your house and you're not sure you want to let them in. That's all? That wasn't not everybody? Like, who just hasn't had enough coffee yet and you're not going to raise your hand? I mean, you know, like, I thought everybody experienced that. You're so lucky. Remember yesterday I talked about you got to tap into the fear, the concern that the average consumer has so that they know that you know you're not going to send Bubba or whatever your message is, okay? So we offer this book. It's an ebook that I wrote, How to Avoid Nightmare Cleaners. Download the free book. Boom. We get their name. We get their email address. Now they're on our email list forevermore. Can't escape. Because if you opt out, you're going to see a compelling ad on Facebook or Google that, oh yeah, I really should have used them. Opt back in. But here's the beauty. Every single week, whether they open that email or not, they see our name. They remember what we're about. They remember that book. And because of it, we do millions of dollars in business. And then with my current homepage, it changes. We try different things. But as you can see, there's a video there now. Who's going to respond to this message, by the way? This is not hard. This is very easy. This is not a trick question. A business owner that feels like a slave to their business. That was easy. That was easy. And then someone like you, are they going to be interested in business training? Yeah. If you don't have that opt-in, people just slide right over it. You got to have a way for them to opt in. Donald Miller calls it a transitional call to action. Now, in a service company, they need service right now. You need to have a clickable phone number, and it needs to be in the top right-hand corner, okay? One of the things I learned from Mr. Miller, Donald Miller, is that people don't read web pages. This is a conversation that Josiah and I have all the time. He's a high C. His working genius is clarity and mastery. They're not reading all that. You got to put everything important above the fold, and as Donald Miller says, they scan a website. And it goes in a Z pattern. They start from the left, and okay, I'm on the right page. This is a company that I'm looking for, that I like, goes across, and we actually should probably have that download up in the right top, but you have your call to action, which is our phone number, scan across, and then they scan down across the bottom where the opt-in is, okay? Above the fold comes from the newspaper days when, like, they were holding the newspaper. The headlines up there and the major stories are on the top half of the newspaper. That way, like, oh, I want to read that, I want to read that, read that. But then you open the paper, you read the article, and it takes you to, you know, another page. See the rest of the story on? That's considered above the fold. Yeah, so you don't have to scroll. Yeah. Okay. Again, sea pattern. I give away this book for free. Okay? And when people read that particular book, this is the message that I want them to learn and gets them engaged and excited about what we do. And there's, by the way, there's a lot of value just in that book. There's a lot of value just in that book. How many of you have read this book, by the way? Okay? There's a lot of value in that book. I'll probably stop giving away the book because there's too much value in there. Not because I don't want them to have it, but I don't want them to go, oh, I haven't gotten through this book yet, so I'm not going to take another step. If you give people too much information to the point where they never call you, they think I can do it on my own. So you got to always be tweaking this. You always got to be testing. You always got to be tracking. Again, the reason you want to have an opt-in, you'll never know that they were there. By the way, install Google Analytics on your website so you at least know how much unique traffic you have. By the way, if they leave your website, where are they going? They're going to your competition's website. And your competition has an opt-in, has a download. The idea of your download, your opt-in, is to help them get to know you, like you, and trust you. Everybody doesn't buy right away, so you need to capture that information. And then here's another principle. Add value first. The problem today is that people just skip over that. Hey, we do this. Call us, use us. No. It's a different game today. You got to add value, build that relationship. Now, it can happen quickly. Doesn't mean that they can't buy today. It just means that depending on your business. Now, if you're in emergency services, you need them to call that number, call that live operator right now, today, top right corner. Okay, and then you need to have some campaigns. First of all, you want to have a welcome campaign, which is an automated response. How many of you have an automated response on your website? A few of you. The system does the work for you. The system does the work for you. They put in their information, and then the system automatically sends them that download, sends them that ebook, automatically starts communicating with them, automatically starts educating them. So you need an education campaign. And then it's time to buy. You need to have a sales campaign. If they opt out or they haven't used you in a while, you need to have a re-engagement campaign. And then the beauty is that you can segment your clients. Who bought this? Who bought that? Who's opting in a lot? Who's coming a lot of stuff? Who spent the most money? Et cetera, et cetera. Okay? So again, this is one way that you segment your list. On your list, they move from suspect to prospect. You got your prospects over here. You got your customers here. You got your clients here. You got your lifetime clients, your community here, and you need to understand what qualifies people. So in our opt-in, we have qualification criteria. I don't send to everybody on my list every time we email. We email to people who are engaged, and we focus on the people who are qualified. The people that we typically work with are people, are business owners who not only resonate with our message, but they've been in business for at least 3 years and have at least 3 team members. Your qualifications might be different. What do you want to know about someone who's looking into doing business with you? Build a system, build a campaign, build a form that gives you that information. So what do you not have if you don't have that information? You're lost like that goose in a fog. You're just like throwing stuff out there. Did I hit it? Did I hit it? How about this? What if you segment your products and services so that you know everybody that bought? Let me get an example here. Who in this room sells more than one product or service? Okay. Rory, did you just like go? You got about 4,000, okay. We need to work on that, so I'm going to go to someone else. Mindy, what do you got? Okay, so you have dog grooming, products, boarding. By the way, how's the boarding going? And a dog grooming academy, are you kidding me? And an ebook. You got an opt-in where people can download that book. Whoa, hold up. Okay, I'll give everybody that book that you want, so you don't have to, throw it up here, it's fine. Question is that book on your website where people can download it in ebook form yet? Give Mindy a big hand clap. By the way, guess what happened? When she got focused on her marketing, what happened? Sales increased. Let's say that again. When you got focused on your marketing, what happened?
Sales increased.
Sales increased.
Referral marketing.
Okay. How many of you do some kind of membership or VIP program? How many of you offer like a recent customer discount? How many of you have a system that shows you where you can mail to people who are engaged, email people who are engaged or not engaged? Very important. Because if you just email to everybody, but you're not emailing to the people who really want your stuff, you're going to get more spam reports. And you're going to be less effective. So you need a good system for that. You can upload your list. You can upload a number of different lists. How many of you are in some kind of networking groups, right? How many of you have some kind of different categories of clients? You can just upload those lists. You can tag them. You can tag people based on their product IDs. You can look at who's opened your email, who's clicked certain things. And by the way, when you're doing email marketing, you're doing funnel marketing, you can learn a lot about your clients. What are they opening? What headlines are working? So then you take those headlines, you can use those headlines at a trade show, in a postcard, in a newsletter, in an ad, in a speech, in a conversation or whatever. Does that make sense? Y'all okay down there? About the second day, I have to start really watching this table right here. Okay. Then you can take your tags and these different segmentation data and launch special campaigns. Somebody just say, that's cool. Isn't that cool? It's cooler than that. Y'all just don't know yet, do you? You don't know, do you? Okay, that's all right. We'll fix that. Listen, my friend David Fry, who is maybe the only person in the world that I know that is both a referral marketing expert and, if there is such a thing, a digital marketing expert. Only person. And he says this, the money's in the list. Everywhere you go, when you have a trade show booth out there, when you have a brochure, when you go speak at the Chamber of Commerce, y'all gonna do that now that we had our little session yesterday? Yeah. Okay. Everywhere you're gonna go speak and you're gonna position yourself as the expert in the industry, you're gonna learn how to do it well. guess what you're going to do at the end of your speech, because the Chamber of Commerce doesn't want you selling. You're going to give away something free. But guess what they got to do to get that free stuff? They got to give you info. Yeah, they got to give you the name and email. So then once you get this thing set up, you can look at your open rates. You can look at your clicks. You can check your orders. You can see how many people opted out. Listen, just because somebody opted out of your email doesn't mean they hate you. They might have just had a bad day. Anybody get in that mood, like just deleting all these emails, and the next day you said, that was too much work. I don't delete my emails at all. I got stuff. Most of my emails spam. The only, every now and then I'll like start deleting stuff on my phone just because I'm thinking, you know, I might be, somebody said, hey, I emailed you, but I didn't hear anything. I'm like, did I miss it? You know. You got to manage your bounces. You got to manage your spam reports. If you only knew what having a great funnel and what email marketing would do for you, you'd be jumping all over that right now. So my question to you is, is this something that is important to you? How many people in here would say, by a show of hands, man, we're really good at this? Oh, not me, us. Now, Andy, if everybody understood the question like you did and they didn't raise your hand, I think I'm just going to pack it up and leave, okay? Yeah, no, you're not any good at this, Howard. I'm not great at getting the traffic online. We're getting better, and we're working on some stuff. I got people now, and we're going to be, hey, a year from now, we're going to be over the top. But when people come into my funnel, we're pretty good. So let me rephrase the question. How many of you are really good at this? One person, okay, now. You have people that are. Oh, you know, I'm starting to worry about Ron. Ron has moved into the danger zone here. He's like, he's hanging out with he's getting in the club or whatever. Would y'all have a name? Like the Miz community, the game changers. You're rubbing elbows with the game changers and starting to goof off a little bit. You ain't been here long enough to do that. Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you a serious question right now. Okay. Yeah. Straighten up. Okay. Before I do that, okay, let me ask again. How many of you, whether it's you or your people, are really good at this? We still have two. We have one and a half. He went like this. I don't know if they're good or not. We, meaning me and B, myself and Victoria, we decided to help y'all with this. But you got to make an investment. Thank you. I mean, that girl's time is valuable, okay? Can I get a hand mic? Can I get a hand mic? I want to want to talk to this young lady right here. Oh, she's a mama for sure. Come up here, young lady.
Up there?
Yeah. You said you want to get a picture with me.
I do.
Y'all, this is Amethyst.
Hello.
Okay. Come up. Yeah, come up here on the stage.
I'm an SC, so.
That's okay. It's gonna, it's very safe, and we're going to do this right, okay? All right. Okay. So let's get a picture first. Okay. Now, have we been helping you with something?
You have.
Okay, so what we helped you with?
You have helped us. I don't think this is on, but is it?
Oh, okay. Hold it closer.
Okay. You've helped us get our list organized.
Good.
And we have started to get into our segmentation and email campaigns.
So the part that I did was strategy.
Yes.
And who's supporting you?
Victoria has been helping me understand Keep. She's been amazing at building campaigns and understanding how Keep works.
Yes. We could not do this. We couldn't do this before because Victoria was full-time marketing manager. But now she's a mama, and she had a baby. And Lauren has picked up the marketing management part. And Victoria now has the bandwidth that we can help people improve their list.
Woo-hoo.
So you've been happy with that?
Yes.
Okay,
very
good.
Happy.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, Victoria.
All right. So you need the system, you need the strategy, and you need the support. In fact, my friend Dave Fry. Russell Brunson is his cousin. Y'all know who Russell Brunson is? Okay. David's cousin. They grew up together. And we were having lunch one day, and he says, "Howard, what's the most important thing in marketing?" And you know, when you're with someone that knows a lot and they ask you a question like that, you're kind of like, you know, am I going to give him the right answer? I mean, like, what if I say the wrong thing, you know? Because I want to, you know, look like I know something about marketing, you know? And he goes, Russell says it's strategy. Strategy, 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 strategy. Because I can have, you know, the best system in the world and send out the wrong stuff, right? Not have my messaging right. Not have my strategy right. It's like when y'all said that Lauren was a pilot. I immediately visualized her flying through the parking lot. Listen, she's got a phenomenal vehicle, right? But you can take that vehicle and be destructive with it, or you can drive down the road and get where you want to go in style. Okay, so I have some cards on the back table, those legacy print cards. Come back to the table if you would like for us to talk to you about helping you with your marketing funnel. Then just give your name to Victoria, and a little bit later today we'll get you together and have a conversation about what that might look like. Yes or yes? Okay. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back at 10:30 Central Time. What time? 10:30 Central Time. Get you some coffee, get rid of some, and go support our vendors out there.